But right now, here from the tennis courts right by the practice fields, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
I got to tell you, I was really tired getting on that plane yesterday because, as is usual, traveling, I always feel like I have to get everything ready for my ultimate demise in case the plane goes down. So I have to clean my apartment. I have to set out all the documents. I have to do all of the stuff. And I have to do about 2 years worth of laundry. Just to pack the 5 t-shirts I wear every week.
Yeah, why don't you do it earlier in the week instead of like hours before you leave?
Because I didn't know. This was a surprise training camp.
No.
Yeah, they sprung this on us.
Why don't you have a box, your ultimate demise box, that you keep in your closet, and when you travel, you just bring it out and set it on the table for everybody?
I do. That's what I have. But then I
that shouldn't take you long, then.
But I have to find where I hid it. I mean, it's all stuffed with crypto and pirate treasure. There's beads and baubles spilling out of it. It's a very childish rendering of what treasures should look like. But yeah, I was up to like 3 in the morning. So that hurt me.
You look great.
He keeps making fun of the way I look.
You look a little disheveled. Wearing the Musers, the podcast t-shirt.
I'm representing, man.
In your hair everywhere.
It's not everywhere. It's exactly as God made it, sir.
Yeah, with the way his hair's going and his beard, he looked like Bigfoot crossing the crosswalk yesterday.
None
going into DFW Airport.
Complimentary, but I'm going to take it as a compliment. Since Bigfoot is a creature that a lot of people are interested in, so it's nice.
Sure.
Yeah, so I did learn a few things and had a scare on the airplane. Like, I was afraid I was going to get arrested. I worked myself into an incredibly awkward social situation on the airplane.
No way.
I will get to that in a moment.
Good tease.
First of all, I learned something yesterday. We flew into Santa Barbara, which is our favorite airport. That's all airports ought to be like that. It's real kind of super cash.
Yep.
There's only like 4 gates in the whole thing. Although it was really packed yesterday. I don't know what was happening there. Or experience a backup or something like that.
Yeah, Sunday.
But, you know, there's a lot of people who are doing pretty well that fly into that airport.
Yes.
I was just looking at our flight, and the people that are flying with us all looked like really well-off people.
I mean, then there was you.
Yes. There were all these well-put-together people, and then there was the crosswalk Bigfoot.
Everybody on the plane, they all had their eye on you.
Yeah.
You might do something. You might storm the cabin.
They did not trust me. They all wanted to call ICE on me because they didn't want to have to see me in their world. But, yeah, they were just, I guess, why do rich people look so much better than people like me?
Well, they can afford all sorts of manicures and pedicures and makeovers and clothing.
They just have angels working on their skincare all the time.
Yes.
And it was that one woman. Did you see her wearing that linen outfit? And she had the wide brim hat that she was just carrying. She was a blonde woman, probably in her 50s or 60s even.
Mm-mm.
She looks so gorgeous. She's just like an angel.
She's like 56.
Fergie's voice. I did compliment her as we were getting on the plane. She was right behind me. And I said, that's an awesome outfit, by the way. How do you think she responded?
Thanks.
Could you please move on ahead?
Did she really?
No, she was actually very nice about it. I was worried because it was one of those things where I got it in my head. I was going to compliment her. You know, a nice word to a stranger is a good thing, right?
A little creepy,
but
though, also these days.
That's what I started doing. The doubt started creeping in. And then it was, okay, well, how should I say it? Then what should I say? And then it was, and then, so I went through 5 minutes of torture before I just simply said, you know, that's an awesome outfit, by the way. I mean, it's a very simple sentence, but I had to wring my hands about it for forever, worried that she was going to take it the wrong way.
You made her day. I'm sure I made her feel good.
You weren't born to comment on my looks in this world or whatever the thing is that someone can dominate you on. But she took it very well, and I was very happy about that.
Sounds like you were really taken by this woman.
I was.
Like a 12-year-old wanting to ask a girl out for the first time.
No, it wasn't romantic in any way. It was just that she looked like she was doing a lot better than me in life.
I think I could have scored with her.
I did notice something in the Santa Barbara airport. So after we get off the plane, you know, there's the restrooms that are right there. And so you go in and urinate, and then you wash your hands and do all that. So all the urinals are filled up. So I go into one of the stalls, and they had the old traditional metallic handle that's sticking out. It wasn't one of those auto flushes where, you know, HAL 2000 is just watching you urinate and decides when you're done and then mm-hmm. flushes it on its own.
Mm-hmm.
It was the old metal handle sticking out. Do you know the deal with the metal handles that we always karate kick, you know, to flush? There was a sign next to it that explained the function of the metal handle that I never knew. Lift up for liquid waste. Push down for more severe
detonation.
Yeah.
What?
More severe damage.
I've never heard this.
I never have either. And those metal handles are the standard. The old Zern metal handled public toilet is the standard. And I'd never seen the explanation that there's a reason why those things have that 360 degree travel on those joystick handles that stick out horizontally.
I never knew that.
You're supposed to lift up for the half flush and then all the way down, I guess, for the let's get rid of it.
The
Frito.
Detonation.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Never knew it.
Mm. All right.
But Santa Barbara Airport, they put the signs out there that explain technology that's 70 years old.
Wow. Does everybody karate kick them now? Because they don't want to touch
them. I always do. I never want to touch them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Reach down and touch the handle of a public toilet?
No way. I always karate kick.
Yeah.
Always.
You got a karate kick. Okay, so then to my awkward incident that happened on a plane. Never had this happen before. So it's at the end of the flight. I spend the whole time sitting next to this kind of pretty mommy. And then her daughter, who was probably 18 or 20, next to her.
Well, it sounds like if you were 50 plus, you got creeped on by Gordo yesterday on her flight.
I said the daughter was 18 or 20. So is that a great defense?
No.
Your charges? No. No, I was just sitting next to them, and it was fine. They were fine. The girl talked a little bit loud.
Radio superstar.
I don't understand why people do that. Why they just they have to project to someone who's standing a foot from them.
Yeah, I guess because it's loud on the plane, they feel like they have to talk louder, I guess. I don't know.
So we're getting, it's the end of the flight. We've taxied up to the gate, and everybody's getting their stuff ready to deplane. And something hits the floor in the row in front of me and rolls back into my feet. So I can't see because it's kind of dark down in the footwell area, and I can't really see what it is. So I reach down to pick it up, and I glance at it. And in the darkness, I can't, from what I make out, this is a small little container of marijuana.
The wacky
stuff, you know, it looks like some plant material in there and, you know, not much, but there's a little bit in there and this is rolled back towards me. Now, my first thought is, you know, tap the person, say, hey, you dropped this or something, but everyone's kind of up and moving and people are going to see me. So I'm thinking, well, if this is drugs, I don't really want to hand it to someone here on this plane when these people, the wife and the woman and the daughter are right next to me, they can see me do this.
And now your fingerprints are all over it.
I got fingerprints on a drug container. I don't want to pass. I know it's California and it's pretty liberal out here, but I don't know. Is this illegal? Am I sure that's even pot in there? What's a harder drug? I just don't know.
You could be looking at life in prison.
Yes, all because I was going to do a kindness, or maybe this is a whole drug drop. They thought that, hey, there's the one guy who doesn't look like he should belong on the plane. That's who you're supposed
roll
to pass the package to.
The guy who looks like Bigfoot. roll it to him.
So what should you do in that situation? Should you give drugs publicly to someone, to a stranger on a plane?
No. Because who knows? That thing.
What if that guy says, that's not mine,
right,
sir?
Right.
And that looks like drugs. And
it could have been on there from the flight before.
You know what I would have done? Put it right back on the floor under the seat and ignored it.
Yep. That's my play.
Well, my fingerprints are on it now.
That's okay.
Who cares? No one's going to track you down.
Really? For
yeah.
drugs? For hardcore drugs?
I seriously doubt it. No, someone will eventually find it that's cleaning the airplane and throw it away.
So this was the call that I made because we're in a rush and I don't know what to do. So I just put it in my bag, and the idea is I'm going to get rid of it as soon as I get off the plane, find a garbage can. And then somebody will have to be without their drugs, and I did not contribute to their drug usage. So was that the right call?
No,
I probably should have left it.
I would have left it.
So we get off the plane. And I'm in that bathroom where I discovered the handle's magical properties. And I look at the drug container. And I actually brought it with me today if you would like to see.
Okay.
The drug container.
You still have it.
I still have it. Well, I knew I wanted to tell this story after the suffering that I went through.
So I have a prediction. It's not going to be drugs. It's going to be a cooking spice or something.
Okay, George.
Yeah, you're probably
you're
right. It's probably
a
thimble of cumin or something.
I will tell you this. When I got in the privacy of that stall where I could sort through my bag to look for drugs in an airport bathroom stall, there's nothing seedy about this. I felt stupider than I ever have in my life. So here's the little container of drugs. Like I said, there's not much in there, but I think you'll enjoy the drugs. Craig's putting on his glasses, looking at it.
It looks like a...
Is it a pencil
like
sharpener?
Oh, it is. How
man, you could have done some
funny.
Hard time for that.
It's this. It's a kind of a little container, smoke-colored, clear,
yeah,
transparent
I gotta say,
glass.
It does look suspicious.
And it's got a black screw-on lid, but it is a pencil sharpener in the top of it, and those are pencil shavings that are in it. And I was so freaked out about this, an idiot, thinking that I had somebody's container of drugs that had fallen back towards me.
You had to start laughing in that
yes.
stall.
I felt so dumb. So dumb.
A pencil sharpener.
I thought I was going to prison for life for this stuff.
Your fingerprints are all over a pencil sharpener.
Man, what are you going to do?
You got to leave the
and
country,
who's,
man.
Who's carrying an old school pencil sharpener like this? It's like school supply
wow.
crap.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that was my brush with drug usage out here in California so far. So I got to go home, and I really dread this. I got to go back to the hotel and smoke these pencil sharpener shavings.
No.
That's going to suck.
Really
I'm going to get lead poisoning.
What you need to do is drive back to the airport, try to track down whose pencil sharpener that is.
No, that's way too involved.
Yeah.
That's
he's missing that.
You've got to get that back to that person.
I've got to somehow book that same flight and try to repeat it, all the same maneuvers, and hope that person will show up again.
Yeah, God, that's funny.